Carellcast. I am Carell, Charles Carell Boulle, international talk show host and TV star, right here in my beautiful own Long Beach, California. So glad you are joining me. Add recording artist to that list as tomorrow, Stronger Together comes out as a single, and you're going to be able to buy it and see the video all right at my website, reallycarell.com. Women, why are more of you doing this than men in record numbers? And no, it's not killing them, although today's day and age, I wouldn't blame you. However, it's not that. It is something actually that's kind of sad, and I want to talk to you about it. It's something of which I'm an expert, even though I'm not a woman. Before I begin, everybody's in a heat wave right now, okay? Everybody. There's a tropical storm heading towards the Gulf. We are in a heat wave, and I don't think anyone is talking about this enough. Or talking. You can either talk about it or you can talk about it. If you're Tina Marie, you're going to talk about it. You're going to talk about my love. I'm going to talk about it. I will give a free copy of my old CD, Carell, Dancer Else, okay? Dancer, it's a free copy. I'll even give you a copy of Thea Austin's CD. Both CDs, free copy, either a CD or a digital download. If you email feedback@reallycarell.com, that's feedback@reallycarell.com, or call 213-985-3527, that's 213-985-3527, and tell me what song I was just singing. I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to talk about my love. I'm going to hip you to the T. Be begging for the tea. What's the tea? Well, you know that's me. Come on, what am I singing? Flashback, who's that? Dancing to the latest. All the sounds are greatest. Funky Shaw is moving me. That's when I said, no, you didn't know yet. All of this was kidnapped, soon to be made history. Don't you have no doubt, I'm going to spell it out. I'll hit you to the T, that is to me. I got the best of most, and I don't want to boast, but I'm from coast to coast, and I love you. I'm talking to you, baby. What am I singing? What song? And who sang it? 213-985-3527. My co-host Ember is here with me. Here she is, Ember the LBC Pup. 213-985-3527. We celebrated the summer solstice yesterday, the longest day of the year, shortest night last night. Got dark at 10 o'clock in Vancouver. Got dark at 9:30 in Seattle. Sun went down at 8:07 here in Long Beach. Longest day of the year yesterday, summer solstice, first day of summer. And no one is talking about the story, except Stephen Hawking, by the way, who is out today talking about the fact that we have about 75 years before our planet becomes Mars. And he's not kidding. The climate scientists aren't kidding. And what that means is we will still live here, okay? And the rich will be very sheltered from the climate. You're going to start seeing more and more underground developments and more, and wait, you will see this in the years to come, because of climate control, where you never leave from inside a building. There'll be giant domed buildings that'll be climate controlled, you know, like over like 9 city blocks. You're going to start seeing cities doming themselves in to climate control because, and those will only be rich cities, by the way, because the Earth has forever changed. Global warming is very real. It is here, and the results of it are worse than we had thought. And they've happened faster than we had anticipated. Now, that's just the truth, okay? So this situation that we're in now, it's not going to get any better. Every summer, we're going to have record heats. Today, in Palm Springs, they are breaking their record of 122 degrees. And that is hot as frack, honey. You actually can cook an egg on the sidewalk. And just remember, if it's 122 degrees outside, the sidewalk can be in upwards of 150 to 175 degrees. Don't go barefoot. Don't walk your dogs. If it's over 75 degrees outside, the concrete is over 100. Just remember that. And I'm not making this up. At 75 degrees, the concrete is between 85 and 100, depending where the sun is. At 85 degrees, the concrete goes over 100. At 100 degrees, the concrete goes over 120. The concrete is usually 20 degrees hotter than the outside temperature. Those of you with dogs, please remember this. Please, get them booties. They're not going to like them at first, but Ember's getting heat booties. We're going to Vegas July 15th through the 21st. You guys are coming with me. How about that? We're going to broadcast from Vegas July 15th through the 21st. I'm going to go check it out, see if I like it. So, and I know that heading there is wrong. I should not be looking at Las Vegas right now. It is a short-term solution because of the weather. It's 115 to 118 out there. It will be, if I move there, it'll be okay for me because I'm going to share something with you all. There are times where I don't leave Park Howard for 2 to 3 days. You're like, now what I mean by leave is in a vehicle, okay? I walk within a mile of my house. If anything that I'm doing is within a mile of my house, I walk, okay? Even if it's a mile there and a mile back, I walk. That way you stay healthier. Anything outside of a mile radius, and if I take a car or motorcycle, well, I haven't done that sometime. Well, today, I went to the beach last night, but there are times where I really don't go further than a mile away from the house and just out for food or whatever. I conduct all business here. I do my radio show here. I conduct my television business here. I do everything from my house. So there are times I don't leave for like 2 or 3 days. So I might be okay in Vegas because when it's 120 outside, I simply won't leave my house. And I'll be fine with that. I'll be doing my show. I'll be doing television. I'll be doing stuff. I just won't be going out for great periods of time. So I'll be okay maybe for a while. But Vegas will be uninhabitable probably in the next 50 to 75 years. Stephen Hawking said, if we don't have colonies, he said this today, if we don't have colonies on the moon and Mars within 75 years, we're done. We're basically done as a species. And everybody is mad at him because they're saying, well, then you're giving up hope on planet Earth. You're saying, well, then let's not fix planet Earth, right? Let's just concentrate. And he's saying, no, but there's no will to fix planet Earth. He's being a realist. He's saying, no, I'm all for fixing planet Earth, but we're not going to. The Trump administration certainly isn't going to. So we're going to have at least four years of horrible climate deniers. And then afterwards, it'll still be an upward battle. There's not going to be anyone that steps into office with the mandate to go and help the environment. No one's, you know, that's just not the political climate. So barring that, we're going to make it to where we, the people, cannot survive outside of our pods for very long. That's called an uninhabitable planet. Now, we won't say this in the news. We just say, oh, record heat wave, 122 degrees. They can't fly planes in Phoenix because it's hell on Earth. Planes, the smaller planes that do the shorter hops, cannot operate above 117 degrees. It's 122 there. Okay? Just so you know, the internal temperature of meat that you're going to eat, the internal temperature of meat that you're going to eat, depending on the meat, is 140 to 185, okay? Turkey, chicken, 185. Pork, 175 to 185. Beef, 130, 140. That's rare. Mm-hmm. Yes. You order steak, that's only 8 degrees hotter than the weather in Palm Springs and Vegas. And no one is saying there is an international emergency of enormous crisis where all governments should stop everything they're doing right now and make the focus of all legislation and all government fixing the environment, like right away, rebuilding cities so that humans can actually survive the next 50 years. We're not even building forward-looking cities. We're not building cities that can withstand 125 degree, 130 degree, 140 degree heat. It's coming, and we're not building anything for it. We're not building air conditioning systems that are strong enough. We're not building solar panels so we can have the energy to power these things that we will die without. And what about energy? What about you will die without air conditioner and power? What if you're poor? Poor people will die and are dying right now, today. Poor people are dying in the heat. 70,000 people died in France in the heat. How can y'all forget that? Look it up. The heat kills, and it kills poor people. It kills seniors who do not turn on the air conditioner because they can't afford it, or they don't have one because they can't afford it, or they live in an area like San Francisco or a beach area that didn't build with air conditioners because they never used to have them. And now, they need them as life support. We have to stop looking at air conditionings, for instance, as a luxury. Every home in every city everywhere should have air conditioning. Mandatory. It should be mandatory. It is life support. Tell me out in Arizona today in Palm Springs if they didn't have air conditioning. And the sad part is the power goes off in these situations. People die. So we have this condition happening right now, today, in our country and around the world. But right now, in our country, the hottest place on planet Earth today is going to be Death Valley, California. Not the Sub-Sahara, not, you know, Sudan, not Riyadh, not Saudi Arabia, not Iraq. The hottest place on the globe today is going to be Death Valley, California. Now, people, this is an international crisis. And child, I don't do well in the heat. How many of you do well in the heat? I sweat. And don't tell me that it's a dry heat. Oh, it's a dry heat. I want to punch people in the face and say, yes, well, that's a big fist. You know, oh, it's a dry heat. Wham, that's a big fist. Because baking is baking. You know what? When you put a chicken in an oven, if the oven is moist, it doesn't matter to the chicken. It's baking, okay? It's baking. And that's what matters. We are baking on our planet, literally. Do you know that in 120 degree temperature, your internal body temperature can go up to 105 to 107? A gentleman in Las Vegas just died with an internal body temperature of 109 degrees. He was at the Electric Daisy Festival, which is a rave, and he was raving in the heat, honey, and he died. 109 degree internal temperature. You can literally start cooking your... I want you to go and take your hot water out of your sink. That's at about 104 degrees, 103 degrees, somewhere right around there. Fill up the sink with that and stick your hand in there. You will feel it begin to poach. So we are literally cooking on planet Earth. We literally are. It's like, roll me over, honey, I'm almost done. We are literally cooking. And the news ain't talking about it. Instead, we get to hear that the Uber CEO, that bratty little rich kid, has resigned. Who cares? Stop taking Uber. Use Lyft. Uber is evil. Just stop. It's really easy. Just stop. Just start using Lyft. Does it cost you more? Yes, but you shouldn't have been paying that little for a ride in the first place. I hate to break it to everybody, but it does cost money to get you from point A to point B. And if you're going to have someone carry you there, unless they're a slave and you're on the back of their little Nubian cart, you should have to pay them, okay? At least enough for them to not lose money carrying your butt around, okay? But yes, it might cost you a little more. Are you watching me now? Oh, that was the end of A Star Is Born. I fell in love with Barbara Streisand. Well, you can fall in love with me every single day at reallycorell.com at noon. That's reallycorell.com and at facebook.com/reallycorell. Watch me each and every day at noon. That air conditioner is working full steam and I'm still sweating. That's so hot. It is the Crowdcast. I am Charles Carell Boulay, heard internationally right now from Long Beach, California, in my little tough shed here, which that air conditioner is working like a mofo, honey. That air conditioner is like, I got to keep the diva cool. Yes, girl, yes. Split out the fluorocarbons. I don't care. Destroy the planet. Just keep me cold. I don't care what the Freon is doing to the world. Keep me cold. I read the story at the Chronicle, by the way. They gave up their tech jobs, moved into a van, and now they're never apart, and they're traveling the country. Good for them. Why do you show me those stories? Ain't none of us going to do that. So just, you know, oh, we all think about how nice and how easy it would be. But we ain't going to do it. So stop. Lord. We're going to pack up and move into a van. Oh, it's the number one story. Most of you Bay Area people, you want to get out. You do. You read that story of these tech people. They gave up their San Francisco apartment to travel in a van. Here's what this couple learned. I mean, they're hot. He's so cute. He's got long hair and a beard. I would travel in a van with him. I really, truly would. At least for about 4 or 5 months. After that, I'd probably be done with him. But I would travel with him for at least 4 or 5 months. Them and their dog, they all traveled, they met marvelous people, they let go of the overhead of the Bay Area, they saw America, oh my God, it was so fabulous, and they were so cute while doing it. He's got long hair and a beard, and he looks like every stud in America, and she's just so thin and cute, and oh, they're both with their little puppy, and it's all just so wonderful. Mm-hmm. Do you know the only MFers that choose to live in an MFing van? Okay? Do you know? Any of you? Okay? Any of you know? Idiot white people. Only an idiot white person that's had too much money would think that traveling the country and living in a van is a great thing. Only some privileged white a-hole would think that's really cute. And only privileged white a-holes reading about it at the San Francisco gate would say, I'm going to tell you the truth. Living in a van, it ain't fun. Okay? It ain't fun when it's not by choice. Okay? When it's the only place you have to stay, it ain't fun. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing, and you park it out of the way so people don't see you getting out of your house. Living in the back of a car, living in the back of a van, I don't care how decked out it is, it ain't fun. I don't care what they say. I don't care. Showering is a nice thing in a shower every day. You know, this ain't fun. And I don't want to hear about it. I lived in a car. I lived in a car for a year. Want to tell me that give up your apartment and live in a van and travel the country? Yeah, maybe for you. But you know what? That's a ridiculous idea to think that it would work for anybody. And what a terrible thing to think that that's the only solution Americans have. Since housing ain't going to be a right anymore, since you're never going to be able to afford a house, y'all better get used to the idea of living in a van and traveling the country. Oh, there's a great story for America. No. No. You want to be a nomad, be a nomad. But that's not a solution for anybody, really. A very small percentage of the people. Living in a van ain't fun. It made me cry almost every night. You know? But it was temporary for them, too. Again, you can do a nice, cheery story about what they discovered along the way and how they found out about things when they knew it was finite. You know, they knew it. What they weren't forever going to live in the van. You know, most people that are living in a van, they're grateful to have that van and they would love an apartment, but they don't see one at the end of their rope. Seniors are now being forced to sell their homes and go into RVs and actually live in them. And what are we doing? We're making laws that say if you are in a car or van that's 22 feet or longer, you can't park here. Oh, but look at this happy, cute couple right out of Central Casting living in their van and learning so much about life. Oh, let's adapt it into a movie. Viggo Mortensen can play the lead. Oh, wait. Already been done. Puke. Just puke. Sorry. Puke. It's a fun escape story, and they are beautiful. That we don't need escape stories. That's the problem. We all been escaping too much. Reality is really harsh. Reality is harsh, and we are escaping in record numbers. Do you know where? To opioids, to television. Binge watching is an American phenomenon, and binge watching is you escaping from reality. That's what it is. It's you turning off everything but the problems of Litchfield Prison for 13 hours of your life. It's you turning off everything in your world except whatever the show is about for the next week or two and having something nice to look forward to. It's turning off the pain. Well, guess what? Now is not the time. Now is not the time to be medicated. It is not the time to be dreaming and escaping. Now is anything but that time. Because in reality, there is no escape for what's going on. If we don't fight and claw and yell and scream and stay vigilant, we will lose this nation. We are losing this nation. It's now a matter of if we're going to stay in this nation, really. Because we're losing it. People don't want to pay attention. They want to escape every day into everything. Chat with other Carell listeners, watch me live, get a live feel of the show every day at noon at reallycarell.com. That's really Carell, K-A-R-E-L.com. Also at facebook.com/reallycarell. Check me out every day at noon. The best TV show available is now available to binge watch. That's right. Life in Segments, season 1, 2, and 3 are all available on demand at lifeinsegments.com. Go there now. All money raised, by the way, supports the show. Yeah, Miss Ember. It's an escapist story because people want to escape because life sucks right now. It is the Carell Cast. I am Charles Carell Boulay, heard right here at Park Howard in Long Beach, California. You know, we were talking about escape in that last segment and how this story at the San Francisco Chronicle about this adorable couple that decided to leave their apartment, leave their tech jobs, go peruse in a van. They had the money, of course. They weren't living out of their, you know, for because they couldn't afford to. And they have an end in sight, but they wanted to see what they were going to see. Okay, great, fine. Go learn when you're young. That's fine. You know, really, it's fine. But today, we have so many living in vans out of, not out of choice, but out of necessity. And so I get a little, I don't know, touchy about these kinds of stories. Only because I worry about those of us who, you know, would have to live in a van. And I talked about medicating, you know, and how we are medicating. There is a really sad story out today about how more U.S. women, okay, are hospitalized for opioid abuse than men. U.S. cases rose 75% for females versus 55% for men over a decade. So this is a long study, okay? Opioid-related hospitalizations among women in the U.S. increased far faster than among men between 2005 and 2014. Among women, hospitalizations involving opioid painkillers or heroin, and this is so, you see, Carrie Fisher's in the news. She had opioids and heroin in her system. She is a woman. The day after we find that out, there's a story that it's not just Carrie Fisher, that many, many women over the last 10 years have been turning to opioids and heroin. In fact, hospitalizations involving opioids and women rose 75% over the last 10 years compared to just 55% amongst men. The surge in these women among this 10-year period meant that by 2014, males and females were being hospitalized at a similar rate, meaning about 225 hospitalizations per 100,000 people. That's a lot. That's a lot. And in many places like West Virginia, Maryland, and Massachusetts, women are exceeding 350 hospitalizations per 100,000. For men, it's D.C., by the way. D.C., number one opioid consumption for men, D.C. What does that tell you? New York and Maryland, the surrounding areas of D.C. Well, they are all on drugs up there, all of them. I bet half the Congress, more than half the Congress is on opiates, I guarantee it. They're old. I guarantee half of them are on Percocet and OxyContin. I guarantee it. And you have no way of finding out. You cannot request whether or not they're on a drug. But if you want something you paid for, like, let's say, I don't know, health insurance or, unemployment, they can test you. The lowest rates for men and women are in Iowa and Nebraska for some reason. You're not drugging it up out there in Iowa and Nebraska. Men were more likely than women to make opioid-related visits to the ER, but such visits rose sharply for both sexes over the 9 or 10 years of the report. And the age groups are interesting. In California and in 12 other states, okay, the hospital rate was highest among people 65 and older. Why are we old people taking too many opioids? Is it doctors trying to medicate our old age pains away? Is it us trying to medicate our old age pains away? You know what? I wonder what it is. I don't know. They might have less access in Iowa and Nebraska, according to a chatter at reallycorrell.com. That could be possible. They could have stronger opiate rules in those states, Iowa and Nebraska. Thank you for that. Yeah. So, D.C. has everything all the time. Yeah, amen. You can get it on my pizza. Hello, Domino's. I'd like the Percocet pepperoni, please. Yes, make that half 5 milligram Percocet and the other half 10 milligram Percocet, please. And then if you could just put the pepperoni right on top of the tablet so I don't have to see them, that'd be great. Extra cheese? Yeah, of course. That's fine. Yeah. So some mozzarella, pepperoni, and then the 5 milligram on the right. Let's see. How will I tell them apart? Why don't you put pineapple on the side with the 5 milligram and then the side with the 10 milligram, just put the pepperoni. Okay, great. Okay. 30 minutes or less? Okay, great. Yeah. How much is the pizza? Oh, $143.50. Okay, great. You got it. See you in 20 minutes. Yeah, there we go. There's the future of D.C. Anyway, all the states have provided data on opioid-related visits to the ER. The rate was highest among 25 to 44-year-olds when it comes to the ER visits. Okay? The ER visits. when it comes to overall use of the opioids and having to be seen in the hospital for them or hospitalized, whatever, at 65 and older. So we have two groups, 25 to 44, who are medicating so much they're going to the ERs now in record numbers, and we have 65 and older. Now, how many of you think the answer is to regulate opioids more? How many of you think the answer is to make it harder to get these drugs, to prescribe less of the drugs? How many of you think that's the answer? In the chat room right now, we've got 19 people, which is great, by the way. How many of you, it says 17 online, sorry. How many of you believe that opioid use and opioid-related addictions, opioid trips to the ER, and all of that can be quelled if doctors prescribe less and the state controls the amount? How many of you think more control of the drug itself is the answer to this problem? How many? I'd like to hear from you at Really Carell. That's feedback at reallycarell.com. Feedback at reallycarell.com. If you believe limiting access to the drug is the answer to the opioid problem, how many of you think that? In the chat room, they say education and open discussion is the answer plus good available treatment. Wrong. That's absolutely wrong. That's wrong. You're completely wrong. Wow. And I don't mean to be rude. I mean, let me rephrase, guest in the chat room. You're saying what the government and what health agencies want you to recite, that education and treatment will stop the opiate addiction. That if a person on opiates is treated, you know, goes off, gets, you know, withdraws, and then is given counseling and treatment, that they will stay off the drugs. That is the general thinking. That you get a person that's on the opiates for chronic pain, you get them on some sort of new therapy for the chronic pain, which ain't going to take it away, by the way, because what doctors don't want to tell patients is we have no effective treatment for your chronic pain. They don't want to tell people that. That their business is to sell you a treatment for your chronic pain. They're not going to tell you, we don't have one. You're really better to do yoga if you have a back injury. And yesterday, some Boston University just released yoga for back injuries after a 10-year study. It actually is great for a back injury. It actually can relieve pain, but not every pose, not every stretch. There's a very specific way that you should do yoga if you have a back injury, and they released that way for free yesterday. Imagine that. I downloaded it from the Boston Medical website. It is an instruction manual for instructors how to conduct a class for people with back injuries. I think yoga instructors should download that and add at least one class a day for back injuries into their regime, and they'll fill up, I guarantee it. So they don't want to tell you that there's no cure for your chronic pain, that there are some things in life that are going to hurt. They don't want to tell you that. And no, Chatter, I'm not talking about just saying no. Okay, that we know that doesn't work. They are regulating opioids now, and pain management doctors are not able to practice medicine and relieve pain. Exactly. There are people that need opioids. That's another thing we don't really want to hear. That there, of people with chronic pain, there are some where the pain is so bad that they just really could not function. They'd have no life at all if it weren't for pain medicine. Now, those people need to continue to be on the medicine. It works differently for them. Doesn't make them high. They don't get addicted. It works differently. They get dependent, which is different. Okay? You know, I'm watching the show Claws. I think you all should, too. Give it a chance. It's on TNT. Niecy Nash is a wonder. She's always been a wonder. I love Niecy Nash. And they deal in Florida hydrocodone clinics, oxycodone clinics. And they dispense the drugs there. And the way they make it look on drug refill day, where these people are literally clawing over each other in the lobby to get their pills. Now, I have the answer. Denise, you're watching Claws? I love it. The publicist just sent me a link to the first four episodes. Denise, if you email me, I'll send you that link. I'll send you the link, and you can see episodes 4 and 5 before everybody else. I have the password for the media site. I'm serious, Denise. Email me, and I'll send you the links. You can watch 2 more episodes. They're great episodes. Oh, I was in love with Roller. I wanted to have his children. He was an a-hole, but he was hot. and Uncle Baby, Uncle Daddy. What a weird name, Uncle Daddy, because he raised his nephew's kids, so they call him Uncle Daddy. That's just really weird. He's the guy from Breaking Bad, the brother on Breaking Bad. They have a lot of great actors. They have an actress from The Good Wife that played the mousy redheaded lawyer that always won because she was so weird. They have Niecy Nash. They have the guy from Breaking Bad. They have a great cast on Claws. I don't mean to get distracted, but you should watch it. It's a nice distraction. But they sell oxycodone on the show. And they show these Florida clinics in which they're trying to cut down nowadays, but still they show that these people will literally stab you, you know, if you get in the way of them and their refill. And it's true. Now, I know why these stories are appealing. Women, I know why you are now catching up to and exceeding men in opioid abuse. I know why. Do y'all know why? How many know why? Why does anybody abuse drugs? There's only one word. One word. The study was done. The research has been proven. It is 40-year-old research. It has been accepted. All scientists believe it. Why do people abuse drugs? Come on, somebody in the chat room. I know you know the answer. It's one word. Come on. Why do people abuse drugs? Why do you take too many opiates to where you have to go to the hospital? What are you numbing? Why do you abuse the drugs? Come on, people. Someone in the chat room. Denise, Joanna, Carter, Maxwell. There's many other guests there. Over here at Facebook. Come on, Facebook. I'm reading right below me. I can see you guys with your likes and your everything. In fact, we're going to talk about... Let's see. I'm pointing over here. Where am I pointing? This way. We're going to talk about this like button right here. If you're looking down and you're watching me on Facebook, there's a like button right there. And if you're looking, there's a rainbow. You can like it with a rainbow. I'm going to talk to you about that rainbow button in just a second. All right. Why do people abuse drugs? Why? Proven research. I'll give you, Denise, 10 seconds. Da, 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 da. Okay, five. Let's see. Guest number 135. I don't know who you are. You're not a one-word answer, but you are basically right. Johanna, you are right with your first word. Guest number 737 or 39, you are correct. Denise, you are correct. And hello, that's their guest name. Hello, you are correct. The research is out. I want to tell you something that I do personally. This is very personal, okay? This is very personal. I can't even believe I'm sharing this on the radio. This is why I love you. I love you guys. So I'm going to share my heart with you. I take opiates. I am currently weaning down. I was taking a large amount every day for a regular human being. 1.5 pills 4 times a day, okay? Because of my size, 1 didn't work for the pain. So 1.5 did work. And I took one at 5 in the morning, at noon, at 5 in the or 6 in the afternoon, and then again at bedtime at about 11 or 12. So about every 6 hours. So every 6 hours for 3 years, I took 1.5 Percocet for 1.5 of them 4 times a day. I do not take that many now. When we come back, I want to tell you something that I do every time I go to take a Percocet. Every time. No matter how many I'm taking it. I'm going to talk to you really honest when we come back. Don't go anywhere, okay? Darling, you can't call it a smartphone if you don't have the free CorelCast on it, because the CorelCast app turns the smartness of your phone from zero to genius with just a launch of a button. FYI, it may pop up that I collect stuff, but I don't. It's a free app and I keep your anonymity. Oh, I have laid myself bare many a time. I don't care if you see what's in my heart, my dirty closets, my dirty shoes, my dirty laundry. I don't care, because I'm a human, and with that comes frailty. That's why I didn't care about Carrie Fisher's frailties. I don't care. I'm Carell. This is the Carell Cast. I'm Charles Raymond Carell Boulay II. My mama made me perfect in every single way except one. I'm a human. I'm a human, and therefore I am imperfect. I struggle with chronic pain more than you know. I cry, I crawl, I barely can get up. I film videos where I can't stand, where I'm filmed from various angles so you can't tell, oh, the last 3 years, the things I've done to hide my back injury. And one of them has been take pills. 84 Percocet every 2 weeks, 168 Percocet a month, 1.5 tablets 4 times a day. That's what I took for several years. like clockwork. I had my little pill thing, all little four doses there, along with my heart pill and my blood pressure pill and an aspirin. And that was my day. Well, recently, I told my doctors I'd like to wean down and see where my pain level is and see how I'm doing. And if you just go cold turkey, which I have done, and which I can't say I recommend, because if I do and you do it and something happens, you can sue me. But I will say for me, it is the preferred method to quit opiates. Just stop. It's horrible. It's opiate detox. It's terrible. You'll poo the bed and you'll shiver and sneeze for 3 days. And, oh, you'll have horrible things for 2 weeks. And then it's over. The horribleness is after day four is over. It's horrible for 4 days. Horrible. Like nothing you... It's horrible. Some of you know. Some of you out there already know. The first day, you're sneezing, your skin is all getting goosebumps, the pain increases like exponentially because it wants you to take the pill, you can't eat, your emotions go everywhere, you're crying 1 minute, you're not the next, you're happy, you're sad. Oh my God, it's hard. Your legs run in bed night number two and three, your anxiety shoots up, you want to die several times, you think about killing yourself several times, all of that in a 72-hour period. And then it slows way down. And then suddenly the diarrhea stops. You get diarrhea uncontrollable. Because this drug really messes with you. It really does. If you don't think opiates mess with you, quit them. So I'm doing it the right way. I'm weaning down. I've gone from 1.5, 4 times a day, to 1, 3 times a day. And so now we've cut the dose in just completely half. And now over the next 2 weeks, it goes down totally to 2 a day. And finally, I'll be clear of them all in the end of July or middle to end of July. I'll be clear of them all. Now, I have a bottle, you know, in my cabinet, and I could eat as many as I want and then be out of them or whatever. But, you know, no one's stopping me from taking 10 a day, 12 a day, whatever, as we talk about people going to the hospital. Now, why don't I? Why don't I? I'll tell you why I don't. And this is something I want all of you to do. When you are reaching for your pain pill, and I know a lot of you are on them, when you are reaching for your pain pill, I want you to ask yourself this question. Am I in a physical pain? And I really want you to ask yourself that. At this moment, am I in physical pain? If the answer is yes, the second question I want you to ask yourself is, can I bear it? Okay? Because this is what I do every time I take those pills now. Every time. And as you all see, I'm much better. I am on my way to being me again. I'm back. It's just wonderful. The back pain is much, much less. I still have a lot of back pain, but the sciatica is gone. I still have crippling. I am still disabled. I'm legally disabled. My back has now made me completely 100% legally disabled. But the sciatic pain is gone. So ask yourself, am I in pain? Question number two, how much pain? Question number three, can I bear it? And don't be a baby. Question number four, will something else in my arsenal medicate it? Meaning, will an ibuprofen or an naproxen sodium or a walk or a shower or all of those, will that help the pain? When the answers to all of those questions are no, the next question you ask yourself is, am I taking this because I'm unhappy? Because that is the only reason people abuse drugs. So every time if you are on pain meds for chronic pain, every time you go to take one, ask yourself, is the pain physical or emotional? If it's emotional, put that pill down. Put it down. Walk away. Give it to your husband or wife to hold. Give it to a roommate to hold. Do not take it. And if you reach a point where you find that you've been medicating the emotional pain more than the physical, then get off those drugs. They're not for emotional pain. Okay? I hope I've helped somebody here today with that. And just being so honest. I am Carell. Be who you want to be so long it doesn't hurt anybody. I love you guys so much. I share it all with you each and every day. Ember the LBC pup says bye. She's sleeping, you know.
You You're listening to The Carell Show. Carell.
It is The Carell Cast. I am Carell. No, I am not saying anyone should be shot, and I'm not saying anyone deserves to be shot at this point, but what I am saying is, when do the niceties stop? So glad you are joining me today. I am glad that the congressperson is not dead. I hope this changes his opinion on guns. This man, I looked up his voting record. He has voted against everything for the people. He voted against diversity laws. He voted against protections for gays and lesbians. He voted against defunding organizations that discriminate against gays and lesbians governmentally. He voted against Obamacare. He voted for Trump care. This guy is evil. He is an enemy of the people. His policies will do us direct harm. I am not for shooting him. I'm for removing him from office through voting. Okay, that's what I'm for. However, there are crazies on every side of the political spectrum. And because of this guy and his policies, guns are easier to get than tomatoes. So you have a group of people in this country who feel their very way of life is being threatened by the GOP. Okay? You have a very large number of people in this country that feel their lives are in danger because of the GOP. Look at this calendar. Look at this calendar. This calendar exists because of the GOP. When down here in June, over here, let me move out of the way. When over here in June, we add another number for the congressman that was just shot and for the San Francisco UPS shooting, which is ridiculous. I mean, come on. People dead at a UPS plant? Why? Why? Because someone had access to a gun. That's why. And so when we add those numbers in over here to the June, the gun rights lobby will still defend guns and gun ownership, including the guy that got shot. So I'm sorry. I don't feel sorry for him. He is an evil man. He votes against the good of the people. I think it would be great if he went on disability. And look, he's got the best. Right now, that man is being cared for with the best health care in the world. Okay? And meanwhile, he wants to vote to take away your health care. He will get the best rehabilitation, the best physical therapy. Things that you can't even qualify for. My friend Daniel's mother has no blood flowing through her legs. She has gangrene in her left foot. And between all the referrals and referrals and referrals and 2 weeks for this and 3 weeks for that, she is still waiting for surgeries. This guy will have the best of everything and we will pay for it. The best of everything and we'll pay for it. And how'd he get it? By being an enemy to the people's health care. He wants to take away your health care while he sits there sucking it up. This is going to cost us, this injury is going to cost us over $1 million. Rehab, hospital time, prosthetics, different things, meaning maybe a walker. He might need a hip replacement. Yep. And he'll get it all with zero copay. They have the best insurance plan in the world. Ours. That we won't give ourselves. Or that they won't give us. So I'm supposed to feel bad for this guy who votes against America every time he can. He votes against Americans every time he can. He doesn't like poor Americans, gay Americans. It's obvious he doesn't like black or brown Americans. He has voted against every kind of immigration reform that's good and voted for every kind of scare them, build a wall, go get weapons and shoot them all dead. Any kind of bill that came along like that, he voted for. This guy's a bad guy for America. He's not good for America. And an American using a legal gun or illegal gun, but a readily accessible gun, shot at him because I'm sure he felt threatened. He felt his life was threatened by the GOP. You tell me a lawyer can't make that case? Tell me a lawyer. If George Zimmerman can walk away from killing Trayvon Martin, why can't this guy walk away from shooting a congressperson? Could we not prove beyond reasonable doubt to a jury that he felt his way of life was being threatened? His health care, mortgages, economy, jobs, all of it? Could he not, could a lawyer not argue that Trump's policies are heading us straight to an economic collapse or a war, even though the Fed's raised the interest rates today 0.25%, a quarter of 1%, signifying that they think the economy is rosy. Home prices will not go up, mortgage rates will not go up for about 3 to 6 months. So it's going to create a buying frenzy. I may sell my house. But all of that being considered, legal, readily accessible guns, okay, killed how many Americans today? How many? How many dead at the UPS facility that we know of? Was it two, according to the report at this Chronicle? All the shooter kills three, then kills two, then kills himself, and then injures two. I always say, if you're going to do that, why not start with yourself? If you're going to go in somewhere and kill yourself, why not start with yourself? And then if you live through shooting yourself, you can try to take on others. But I have said, but the UPS, that's terrible. The UPS shooting. He kills two people, or kills three, and then kills himself. Two people are injured. Why? 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 What could possibly lead him to a gun? His life probably wasn't threatened. Two different shootings. Two different situations. Should it be open seasons on politicians? No, it shouldn't be open season on politicians. But there are those in other countries that would say, why not? If you really believe these people are destroying your country, then why not? And I say to them, because it's murder. And you don't ever murder anybody, ever. Unless they're literally beating you or beating your family or whatever. You never use a weapon unless someone is... I don't mean like I feared that they were going to do it. No, unless they're doing it. Then I mean that as a country. You don't bomb other countries unless they're bombing you. And they're not, by the way. No one's bombing us. Nobody. No one has bombed America since 9/11, and even then they use planes as bombs. No one's bombing us. The last person to really bomb us was an American. Yeah. So, there's that. So over in England, they're dealing with this horrible fire, just terrible, and it just makes me sad, because I can't imagine. I can't imagine what it would be like to wake up with nothing. To wake up, I can't imagine what it would be like to not know where your daughter is. There's people over there that don't know where their 15-year-old is. They got separated when they were evacuating. They can't find her. Is she in the building? Is she dead? Is she at a community center? This woman was frantically looking for her 82-year-old mother who lived on the 20th floor. She went to four community centers. Where's her mother? This is life. That's life. That's real. Today, family members of people that work at that UPS building in San Francisco, if you don't think for 20 minutes they were terrified until they got a hold of their husbands, wives, sisters, brothers, daughters, then you're wrong. And how weird is it now that in our country, we all now expect at some point to feel the terror of not knowing if a loved one is safe because of, look at the wall behind me, mass shootings. Look at June alone. Just look at our month alone. What is it here? I looked at the wall like I was going to be able to see it. 1-2-2-0-1-1. Pass my eye test. 0-1-1-1-1-1-2. Oh, today, that's the last one, too. Okay. And that's all GOP. This is all GOP, this map. All these mass shootings. It's all GOP. And today, a member of the GOP got shot, and they want me to feel bad. I don't. In fact, I've heard from other people horrible things. I've heard horrible things. Horrible things from level-headed listeners who have emailed me or called the number, or I've met out this morning when I was out getting an air conditioner. Moral dilemma we're going to talk about next. But I got to tell you, people have said some bad things. Like, well, he didn't finish the job, or why couldn't Trump have been there? Or I've heard this from people. This is where, you know what? These people have spat for such hatred of everything and everybody for all these years, and this morning they're blaming the left. They're saying that this is because of all the hatred the left is ginning up about the right. That is their comment. It's our fault. It's the left's fault, all of it, because we're making the right seem bad. But what if they're bad? What if the right is bad? These people have incited hatred from gays, from women, from blacks, from Hispanics. From almost every group out there, from poor people. They hate poor people. They've made it clear. This group has thrown hatred for years, actual hatred. Denying someone their human rights is hatred. So let's just strip the niceties. The GOP is the largest hate group in the country. Okay, let's just strip the niceties. Let's stop it. I can't tolerate. This is why I can't be on commercial radio anymore. I can't tolerate bullcrap anymore. And the fact is that the GOP is a giant hate group. They hate gays. They hate blacks. They hate women. They hate a lot. And I can prove it through their legislation. I can prove what I'm saying. They hate us. They lie about it. Oh, we don't hate you. We just want... Yeah, exactly. You hate us. And they hate you if you can't have your own health insurance. They hate you. They see you as a burden and they want you to die. So one of them got shot today. Boo-hoo. While I don't condone it, I don't care about it. I think if he would stay out of Congress for a long time, it would do us really good. I think if Representative Scalise You know, he's in critical condition. I don't want him to die. Everybody is placed in critical condition after a hip surgery with a bullet. He's probably going to recover, and that's great. I don't want him to die. I don't. I don't want Trump to die. I don't. I just want them to go away. Get out of politics. Let Trump go back to being a reality TV star. He's good at it. Let him go do it. You know? Get out of politics. Let Jeff Sessions go back to pig farming or whatever it is, that good old boy that gets all nervous when the black woman, you know, oh, she's scaring me, you know. Let him go back to wherever he wants to go. Let them all go back to the private sector and make millions. Let them go. I don't want them dead. I don't want them harmed. I don't think Scalise's wife right now should be sitting there wringing her hands because some a-hole took a gun. You know, there's liberal a-holes, there's progressive a-holes, there's right-wing a-holes. There's a-holes in every stripe. This guy's an a-hole. Don't judge us all by him. If liberals really were about, you know, picking up guns and killing people, it would have happened a long time ago. But we're not. You know, we are not that way. Most of us. Some of us are. They get desperate. You know, you're 66 years old, you see your country, your life, your pension, your health care slipping away. You get desperate. And I don't condone it, but I understand it. I'm at that place. How many of you feel like you have to defend your country from the GOP? How many of you feel that way? How many of you feel like you have to defend your country from Donald Trump? That you actually have to defend it? That if you don't stand up and fight, these morons are going to just completely take over? You know, and by the way, the right said to shoot and kill Obama countless times. They have said to kill journalists. They have worn t-shirts that say to kill journalists, to kill them. Okay? This is a hate group. And their chickens are coming home to roost. And they want us to be outraged about it. Don't be. Don't be. Don't be outraged about this shooting today. Just say it's a sad state of affairs for America. There should be laws against that sort of thing. But don't be outraged because guess what? This guy wants guns out on the street. And when you spew hatred and you spew bigotry and divisiveness, karma is a bitch. No one will say that. That's why I can't be on commercial radio. Oh, Carell, you're dancing on his grave while he's lying in critical condition. He would deny coverage to my mother if she were alive, lying in critical condition somewhere. He would say, no, she shouldn't. We're not covering that. So I'm glad he's alive. I'm glad his family can be there with him. He's going to have the best of everything and bully for him. But do I feel remorse or sickened? No, I don't, actually. Actually, I feel afraid that it's going to increase. I am afraid the level of violence in this country on both sides is going to increase. I am afraid we're heading for a mini civil type war where we hear about mass shootings every day and they're based in ideology. Ideological mass shootings. I'm afraid we are on a path. Well, they've already done it. The right's already been doing it, beating up queers and shooting at blacks and Hispanics, whatever. The right has been waging war, actual war, like shooting at us. Shooting. I've been shot at. Gay bars have been shot up. Just the other day, some Trump supporter said, Donald Trump says you're not right, you don't belong, and was beating up gays. So I've seen this violence. Now I think it's going to spread, and that's sad. I'm afraid. I'm afraid for all of us. I'm afraid that the violence level in this country is going to start rising more and more. And it's scary. It should scare you. It scares me. And it should scare Congress. Both sides of Congress should be afraid. And both sides of senators should be afraid. They are targets. They spread hatred and bigotry. And that makes them a target. And someone's now decided to shoot. And that's bad. That's very bad. Honey, your boots might be made for walking, but are they made for riding? Don't forget, whenever you're riding on two or three wheels, you must gear up every ride, and that means riding boots, which guard against nasty exhaust berms and other injuries. GearUpEveryRide.com reminds you, boots and gloves. It is the Carell Cast. I am Charles Carell Boulle, heard from Long Beach, California's Park Howard. People in the chat room at ReallyCarell.com, they don't feel remorse for the senator, the congressperson. You know, he'll get a standing ovation when he makes it. Gabby Giffords was shot. What about that? You know, if they'd have taken action, the House, after one of their members was shot, then this guy probably wouldn't have been shot. But you let Gabby Giffords get shot, you made zero changes to the gun laws, and guess what? Now you got shot. The UPS thing, that's something. That is something. You know, and we've got, what, 3 dead, okay? And that, you know, then he kills himself. Traffic is just all over the place in Potrero Hills UPS. You know, that building where it's located, it's just causing traffic to be out of control. He was dressed in a UPS uniform, and he let loose this barrage of gunfire. So he walked in the uniform. So he killed 3 people plus himself, so 4 dead, really. He shot himself in the head when confronted by police. Good. I mean that. Good. See? You can't be on commercial radio and say it, but good. I'm so glad that he shot himself in the head. Bravo. Oh, Carell, he could be sick. Carell, you don't know what he's going through. No, and I don't care. He took 3 lives. Sorry. Defective wheel. Bye. You know, bye. 2 others were wounded. I'm not Christ. I don't have to be Christ-like. If you walk into a place of work and you kill 3 people, then you should kill yourself. You're a despicable human being. You know? 2 bodies were laying in the middle of 17th and San Bruno, covered with yellow tarps. It occurred at 8:55. The building is at 320 San Bruno Ave. The police declared the scene contained 90 minutes later. Some of those were taken to San Francisco General Hospital near the emergency room door. A woman in jeans and sweatshirt declined to give her name, said she was waiting for news from doctors about the condition of her father, who was a UPS employee. A man in the UPS uniform who had said he'd been inside the 4-story building when the gunfire broke out said at least 3 people had been shot. He said the shooter had a handgun and that he recognized him as a UPS employee, so he used a handgun. They believe he stood on the rooftop parking area at the building with their hands raised, apparently to indicate they were not involved in the incident and needed assistance. Someone that lives near there said he saw several people, their bodies covered with blood, dragged from the building by uniformed officers. He was sick to his stomach. Family members gathered outside. 350 people work at the UPS building. It's a package and sorting delivery center. The FBA, the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, was sending a team to the crime scene. There, of course, has not been a motive stated. They don't know. Well, the motive is he's crazy. He's crazy out of his mind. He wanted to be one of these numbers back here on the wall of the mass shootings. So he's crazy. Innocent people died. And the president came out and spoke, by the way, after the San Francisco shooting, and he only addressed the congressional shooting. He did not address the San Francisco shooting, which shows that he doesn't care. He doesn't care. He could care less about 3 people dead in San Francisco from their ridiculous gun policies. Okay, he could care less about that, but he cares a great deal about the congressperson who was shot in the hip. The average person who doesn't make themselves a target, who doesn't spew hatred, who doesn't put themselves out in front of people, you know, those people, who cares if they've been shot? But a congressman, oh, stop all the news, stop all the presses, stop everything. No. No. And now in America, isn't it sad? And let me just leave you with this in my chat room. By the way, go see Wonder Woman, it'll make you happy. Isn't it sad that now when you go to work, you either have extensive security or you have fear? Isn't that just crazy? You know? Isn't that just crazy? That you either, you know, like the people at UPS probably thought they were secure. I think the UPS building is probably pretty secure. But the guy got in, he had a handgun, and he let loose. It is a fact of life that students and corporate workers now fear gun violence. For this reason, let me step away from the map. Look at the back. Go watch it on Facebook at facebook.com/Willie Carell. Look at the numbers on every single day. Look. Look. That's how you create terror in America, not ISIS. By the way, all these numbers on this chart back here that you're looking at, 23113, about mass shootings, ISIS didn't do any of those. None. Oh, there were some that said they sympathized, like Pulse or whatever, but they're not ISIS. ISIS did none of these. ISIS didn't kill 3 people in the San Francisco UPS. Okay? Really? Come on. There we go. So, today's only Wednesday. Now we've had a congressperson shot and a mass shooting at UPS. I would like to have fun tomorrow and Friday on this show. I'd like to have fun as an American. I would like to start talking about things other than horror. Let's see if the country will help me out here. I love you all. Please stay safe. I am Carell. Be who you want to be, so long it doesn't hurt anybody. And remember, never hurt anybody, okay?